want to tour a new exhibition at Winnipeg's Jewish Museum of Western Canada. The exhibition is called A Seed in the Pocket of Their Blood. It combines photography and poetry. The show and the accompanying book were put together by the Toronto poet Rafi Aaron, and he joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this exhibition and the accompanying book explore several issues about modern Judaism, and I'd like you to tell us about them.
What we're trying to do is that we're exploring different Jewish themes by combining poetry and photography into one artistic unit. And there's a wide range of different Jewish issues or themes. One is the land of Israel and the attachment to it, and that would be in the first section. The second section is the Canadian story, my family history, basically, which is the same story as many other people coming from Eastern Europe and the first days in Canada. And the third section deals with war, meaning the conflict in Israel and the Holocaust.
Where did you get the idea to put this together?
I write visually, and I had worked, actually, many years ago in international advertising and public relations and in Israel, and I had a knack for setting up pictures that usually found their way into newspapers. And I thought one time I'd like to do something with a number of the photographers that I had the opportunity to work with that would be on an artistic level, not on a commercial level. And of course, it was many years later that I thought that this would, that the thoughts really came to me, and I thought this would really be a good project.
Now, how did you choose the photographers? Because as you were saying, you're not one of the photographers.
That's correct.
Who did you pick?
What I really was trying to do was to take one poem and one photograph, and so two separate pieces of art, and to combine them to make a third piece of art. I was more concerned with the process. What I wanted to be able to do was to take a poem and a photograph that could stand on their own, and when I joined them, that they would suddenly have a new dimension or take on added meaning that neither could have achieved alone. So it was that there was more important, the process. Now, there are a number of internationally known photographers in here, but there are also some people who are almost virtually unheard of, and I'm very happy about that as well. It just wasn't a thing that we were going after, named photographers. It was really to say, we're going to take this process further. There was a number of things that we wanted to do, or I wanted to do with the poems and the photographs, and it was to take it to a different level than, let's say, what had been done with Robert Frost poems, saying, this is winter in Connecticut, here's a picture of winter, this is a barn, this is a barn. And often I use the photographs in ways that the photographers never dreamt that they would be used.
Well, let's give an example. There's a beautiful poem called My Grandfather and the Blues, which is about your grandfather. And then there's a portrait of who I'm assuming is your grandfather.
That's correct. It is. And in that case, I wanted to get, as opposed to just a regular, standard photograph of him, I wanted someone to be able to draw the personality out in him, which I think is what a great portraiture should be. And the person I took for that was Ruth Kaplan, because I felt that her work in this case could achieve that, and it was almost less formal, shall we say. And of course, when I got him talking, we got this great picture of him pointing, very emphatically, and it really went well with the poem.
There is a poem I read in the exhibition that I found very moving. It's called The Photograph of the Children, and there's, in fact, a Winnipeg connection with it.
There is. My late grandmother, Frieda Feinstein, and her maiden name was Dickstein. There was a family in Winkler, Manitoba, by the name of Goldberg, and the father was Morris Goldberg. And he was sent over two tickets to Russia for his parents, and a third ticket for my grandmother to come to this country. And she, since they were very elderly, she was to look after them on the long voyage here. Anyway, at the last moment, they decided not to come to the New World for various reasons. And my grandmother, who was just a teenager, had that ticket in her hand, and also the fate of our family, and she did leave, and she came to Winkler, Manitoba, because the Goldbergs were a second or third cousin to them. So that's part of the story, and there was another family that also helped them tremendously survive, and their name was Sirlik, from Winkler, Manitoba as well.
And when the exhibition opened last weekend, you in fact met some of the family.
I did, and it really was, for me, it was a very emotional moment because I had really been dealing with their names on paper, and when you go into your past, that's basically what you're doing, you know, with a family tree or tracking down different little pieces of information, and you suddenly, there were names and faces, which was the children of Isaac Sirlik and Morris Goldberg.
And the photograph that's used beside that poem is an actual photograph of that family?
It is, yes.
Would you read that poem for us?
I'd love to. The photograph of the children. In the family photograph, I can match names to faces, and that is all. My eyes would drift to the youngest sister with straight black hair and eyes that looked beyond you. Once I asked, tell me about her. She was smart, spoke Hebrew, and always talked of Palestine. Alone in a strange land, how many times did my grandmother enter that picture? A playhouse where she held her little sister and touched the forehead of her brother. When she worked the immigrant hours, stitching days to nights, it was tucked inside her, the hope her family would cross the sea, where the water thinned at the channel of her breasts and ran through her cotton dress. One brother arrived in Montreal, the others, sisters, parents, uncles, and aunts, erased the family name as they walked into the gas chambers. My eyes always find the youngest child in the lower left-hand corner. I see her separated from the others and finally parted from her long black hair. I wonder about her last moments, her last gasp, the mark her thin nails made as she scraped the walls for a handful of air.
Poet Rafi Aaron, what would you like to accomplish with this exhibition?
I'd like to be able to pass on my history, my culture, and my personal story in a way that hasn't been done before by use of photograph and poems in this artistic manner. I know people have heard lectures about the different themes that I'm dealing with, but I'm hoping that it will attract people because it is in a very modern and informal setting. I also like the fact that the poems are in a gallery setting. Often when we perform a poem publicly, whether it's set to music or dance, the moment we read it, the words sort of disappear into the air. And often someone will say, you know, I need to know, I hear him reading the sixth stanza now, I need to hear the second one again. And this is a almost like in an art gallery where they can look and study a photograph and perhaps they can peel off the different layers of the poem, which they wouldn't be able to do in any other public forum.
And you're touring it across Canada.
I am.
Well, thanks so much, Rafi.
Thank you.
Rafi Aaron, poet and curator. The exhibition, A Seed in the Pocket of Their Blood, continues at the Jewish Museum of Western Canada until June the 7th.